Limo. XEW2T Mobile.
Good afternoon, Rusty.
Well, I've just jumped on 85. Going to go down here to hit 26. Go back down and get off my road and go back to the house.
Hey, I was going to ask you, I thought about you the other evening. Weren't you the one that told me about the check-in on 3915? Living in a camper for 14 months and working on my house, I finally got my antenna up and I checked in the other night on that. That was pretty cool.
That's good. And well, they're every night. The net formally starts at 7 o'clock. And after the time change here in another few weeks, we'll be able to start going right at 7. But because of the problems with, with the airwaves right now, the band will go very long, very early. So, and we have to get on and get our check-ins done. So that's why they've been starting about 6:30, 6:40, around 6:40 to 6:45 here lately.
I know net control was struggling to hear me, and it had to be relayed to him. But the guy that was doing the relay, and I didn't catch his call sign, but he could hear me fairly decent.
Well, we get a chance. We've got a member of our net. She's also our secretary and keeps up with our Facebook page. But she has access to a radio setup that is out of New York State, upstate New York, and she can go remote from there. And where somebody here in state can't hear you, she can pick you up there because the band is long, so she can pick you up relay, and she does that quite often. That's N9 Zulu Golf. That's Sue, and she does that quite often to get folks checked in. And but it's like the other night I was sitting here, and we had some guy check in from Kansas, and I heard him like he was sitting in my front yard.
Where is that? Where is net control located? Is it pretty close? I'm in Pickens there at Table Rock. Is it in Greer?
It depends upon who is net control that night. I mean, our net controllers live everywhere from up here in this end of the state, Spartanburg. I do it on one Thursday, and on alternate Thursdays, the other guy that rotates with me, he's down there in Anderson. We've got stations all down in the Columbia and Lexington area down there that check to handle it. We got one in Goose Creek. We got several down in Somerville. We got one down in the Charleston area. So our NCSs live all over the state.
I was thinking about, which I'm planning on doing it anyway, putting an NVIS up and then trying to check in and see if that's any better.
Oh, that would probably help. That would probably help and all. But that or an 80-meter vertical, if you had an 80-meter vertical, you could probably get in too and all. But, yeah, it just depends upon what night of the week and which week it is and as to where our NCS for that net that night, where he's located. So, like I said, we've got two of us that live up here. Me live over here in the Spartanburg area. And Gary, KG4RUE, who lives down in the Anderson area. So, that's what we've got right now. And then, of course, there's three or four that live down in the Columbia, Lexington area, down around there. And KC and all that. And then we've got a whole bunch that live down in the Somerville, Charleston, Goose Creek area down there, too. So, well, like I said, we're spread all over the state.
On some of those guys that are a little further away. What is the name of that group?
Single Sideband Net.
Look them up on Facebook.
We also have a website at scssb.net. You can find out information there.
Oh, great. Yeah, I was was just excited to get an HF rig back up. I actually, that same night, I got a hold of a guy over in Italy. I was doing quite well over there. He was coming in just gangbusters. But I'm tripping breakers, you know. My art fault breakers, about three of them don't like 40 meters. And so I'm running about 100 watts. As long as I'm in the 40 watt or less range, it doesn't bother them. But just the arc faults, they're kicking at 50 plus watts.
10D7J Mobile.
Hey, Bob. Well, I'll tell you what, you might want to take a look at some of those breakers, because I had one that was doing the same thing. I switched it out and haven't had a problem with it. Go ahead, Bob.
New arc fault breakers, they're different than what you have. Anyway, just heard you all in there. I thought I'd say hello before I lost the repeater here.
I'm going to tell you, I've got those ferrite beads headed my way.
That'll really help your problem. And I also think look into some good grounding for your station. Those two things will help you a great deal. ND7J, go ahead, Rusty.
Not a difference in both of those, and I've got ferrite cores or beads on everything I've got, so in my radio room. That also probably helped with the problems I had too, so anyway, but it seems to be working going. Well, Bob, have you finished your work week for the week?
Busting our tail today trying to get done this hardwood flooring, and we got about an hour and a half worth of work tomorrow. We'll finish it up.
But NXE, go ahead.
And I was going to ask you, Rusty, how many beads are you running on? Are you just running, you run beads until you don't have a trouble, or you got a certain amount that you put on?
Well, I've got most everything in my radio room. I've got cores on it, so I'm running them through the cores. And I've got them running anywhere from as many as little as 6 turns to as many as 12 turns through the cores. And so I've got some of and both, and I've got, you know, those ferrite things that you can wrap around the wires, too. So I've got some of those that I use also.
On my, this back to Bob, on my radio setup, I have got 4 coaxes running through a 3-inch PVC conduit. Can I run my ground cable through that same conduit?
That should be no problem.
To a box outside my house, and that would give me an ability to drive some ground rods down in there and ground directly to a bulkhead stud set up there in that box. So that sounds good.
Yeah, you want to have your radio needs its own ground or its own ground rods. If you're going to use more than one, space them 6 feet apart, tie them all together, and then tie those grounds over to your service ground. High Street, going to lose the repeater. I'll talk to you all later on. Give me a call if you need to, Mike. Happy to help you. Rusty, I'm sure I'll hear from you soon. Have a good one. ND7J, clear.
ND7J, KN4VWA.
All right, somebody calling Bob here. I don't get this repeater very well, so go ahead and try it.
Okay, Bob, this is Steve, KN4VWA. Through W4NGU, I found out that the Orkney Islands are going to be on Sunday afternoon starting, and you don't get them but once in a while. So if you don't have the Orkney Islands, they'll be on Sunday afternoon, and I'm going to try to grab them.
Yeah, I've got them on probably everything, but I'll probably work them again just for the fun of it. And I think they're probably going to be on. They're already at the island. They just had some ice flow issues to get on the island. I suspect they'll be on the air before Sunday.
Cool beans. Well, listen, I got my inverted V up, and it is working so fantastic. And so is my rotatable dipole. So I'm going to put in a best effort to try to jump through the pileups to try to get them. You have a good afternoon, and thanks for all your advice, bud. I appreciate you. KN4VWA, clear.
Here, everything's all choppy here, so Indy 7J, QRT in the driveway going in to have a beer. 73.
See you later, Bob. And good afternoon, Steve. And I've got about another 2.5 miles. So, Steve, what have you been up to today?
The inverted V.
Well, at least he kept you out of trouble today. Go ahead, Mike.
Got the bottom portion of that V about 4 feet off the ground.
Got kind of an unfair advantage. I've just recently put up a 50-foot tower, and I ran, by Bob's advice, ND7J, a PVC yard arm at the top of my 50-foot tower out away from the tower by about 5 feet, and I put a pulley on the end of that, and that way I can just put a rope on the end of the ballon and pull it up by a rope on the pulley. So my ballon is up at about 48, and the ends of my inverted V are about 10 feet off the ground.
All right. And that's working pretty good, DX.
Finer than frog hair. I talked to a guy in Brazil last night, or yesterday evening, and I talked to Northern Ireland this morning. And actually, I don't know if it actually got through, but he repeated my call back to me. He was in Zambia.
Good. KK4NXC.
Now, that's an OCF. That's an off-center-fed dipole. Okay? It's made by Maxcon out of Georgia. And it takes me 80 through 6, not everything 80 through 6, but it covers the majors 80 through 6, and it just seems to be doing a really good job.
What are you running?
The guy in Brazil with 100 watts. Now, Northern Ireland, I ran about 500 watts, and I was listening to some guys in Germany this morning also. I really didn't try to hit them, but I feel comfortable that the way they were coming through, I could have hit them with about 500 watts and got them with ease. So, Vancouver Island, British Columbia, I hit that with 100 watts with no problem. Puerto Rico, 100 watts, no problem.
Well, and what was the make of that antenna again?
Maxcon, Maxcon, and if you Google Maxcon Ham on Google, it'll pull up his page. He's a guy out of Georgia, and he manufactures these things on the side, and I was put on to him by W4NGU, Rusty. You know the older fella that runs, W4NGU brings to the meetings? Well, now, you haven't been at the Greer meeting for a while, have you?
No, but I think I know who you're talking about, but I can't remember his name or his call at all. Tell me something, Steve. What's the ballon on that? Is that a 4-to-1, a 1-to-1, or what?
No clue. I didn't even look at it before it went up. I trusted the guy on his first name is Ken. I won't give his last name over the air. He's like 85. He's been in it a long time. He's had one of this guy's antennas for about 10 years. And the thing, I mean, hey, it's just working really, really good. I'm 100% satisfied.
Well, there you go, Mike. There's another recommendation for a wire antenna. Well, guys, I'm going to go ahead and say 73s because I'm about half a minute or two, a minute at the most, for down here from the entrance to my driveway, and I'm going to pull in, and my dog's going to be after me because I've been gone since about 12:30 today. We'll catch all of you later. 73s, W2T. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, 73s to you. I got to pull over and get gas, too, anyway. So, 73s to you. Rusty, always good to talk to you. It's been a while. And, Steve, you have a good day. Both of you guys have a good weekend. 73 to both of you. KK4NXC, we're going to be clear.
WA, clear. 73s, you guys. Have fun.